Thousands of American servicemen and women are deployed in Afghanistan, and with every new troop rotation, the number of veterans grows. The World's Alex Galifant met a recently returned veteran of the war.
Adam Bryant has gentle eyes. He's lightly built and dressed in quiet clothes. And apart from the short cropped hair, there's nothing about the 24-year-old that would suggest he's a veteran of the war in Afghanistan. But that's where he spent 10 months, as a volunteer in the U.S. Army National Guard, assigned to New York's 27th Brigade Combat Team. Today he works for a veterans group in New York, in a quiet office of small white cubicles and computers. Afghanistan, you'd think, would be much harsher.
Actually, I think a lot of people have a misconception that it's kind of, you know, roughing it. But it's actually, you know, we've been there for, 8 years now? So kind of the living conditions have actually improved substantially. But, you know, obviously, you know, when there's explosions going on every day, it's definitely a different world in that sense.
Bryant's tour was split in two. He finished up in Adraskan, a district in the western province of Herat, mentoring Afghan police trainees.
We were the first team to ever actually move in there permanently. We were actually stationed on an Afghan police base. There was 14 of us, American forces, and about 200 Afghan police officers on that training base. That was unique for sure. We had one building for us, and this was right next to the barracks where the Afghan trainees were stationed. So, you know, you definitely felt kind of alone. You know, we were not allowed to walk around the base unless you had two or three others with you. And there's always this kind of, you know, who can you trust, who can't you? And so we're always taking precautions like that. But, you know, they were pretty friendly and responsive to us. So in that sense, it was all right.
Adam Bryant performed that kind of nation-building work at the start of his tour, too, in Kabul. He worked on projects to build roads, schools, and wells. And in performing his duties, he thought about the overall goal of the U.S. presence in Afghanistan.
That is kind of the primary mission, is to improve the quality of life for the average Afghan civilian. So it was a great opportunity to be on the front lines of what our goals are there. You know, I would actually argue that that pretty much is the overarching mission.
That idea of the mission makes sense if that's what you've been sent to Afghanistan to do. But the Obama administration's stated goal is to root out anti-American terrorism. The Obama team is currently reviewing its strategy, with some reports suggesting a move away from Afghanistan to focusing more on counter-terrorism in Pakistan. And the nation-building that Adam Bryant is talking about has run into trouble. U.S. efforts in Afghanistan have been complicated by corrupt local officials and divided loyalties. Regardless, it appears that whatever President Obama decides, he's likely to reject a dramatic pullout of American troops. That means more and more young men and women like Adam Bryant going to Afghanistan as volunteers and returning as veterans. Bryant now works as a membership assistant for the nonprofit organization Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America.
You know, there's a lot more to it than just sending people there, accomplishing the mission. There's a whole lifetime of care that each and every vet needs when they get home. And if we're not prepared to do that, then, you know, we need to be.
How has the experience been for you returning?
You know, I was one of the lucky ones. I didn't have any injuries to speak of, so I haven't had too hard of a time, but there's a lot of people out there who really are struggling. We had someone in our team. His name was Specialist Taylor, Deion Taylor. He was actually an NYPD police officer, and he was killed in action in the southeast part of Afghanistan. And he had an 8-year-old son, and I guess that just kind of brought it home for me. You know, it's certainly something that more people should pay attention to in general.
Still, Bryant notes that for a long time, Afghanistan was known as the Forgotten War. All the attention was on Iraq, or more recently, on other things.
You know, things like, you know, Michael Jackson. You know, he had a lot of troops pass away during that time due to combat casualties, and you just didn't hear about it at all. It's certainly frustrating.
But now, as the administration grapples with the choices before it, Afghanistan is making big news again. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant in New York.